Don't lose heart. That's the title of the message. Don't lose heart. Many Christians somehow have lost heart. They've followed the Lord. They've truly been saved. They've tasted of God's mercy and goodness. They have experienced His joy and peace. But then something happened. The joy of the Lord left them. Does that sound like you today? Have you lost the joy of the Lord in your life? Now they live in turmoil and fear. They feel like they've been completely defeated. What happened in your life? Does it sound like I'm talking to you? When you talk to these people, you realize they still love the Lord. They're really not mad at God. They haven't totally rejected Him, but they're convinced that they just can't make it. They're loaded with guilt and shame and condemnation. They've lost heart. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, we read this: "No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So that takes me to Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. In the Thompson Chain reference, it says, "Importunate widow." That's a weird word. To look at it, you try to pronounce it "importunate," but I looked it up. It's "importunate." It has a C. It's pronounced with a CH, which simply is just another word that means insistent, unceasing, begging. Even today, we might even consider it harassment, troublesome, like a bulldog who won't quit. Apparently, someone had cheated this lady, and she had to have justice. And if she didn't get it, she would be robbed of her inheritance and have to live out the days of her life in poverty and suffering. So she determined to show up at the judge's court every day. I believe that this parable that our Lord is showing us here is one of the greatest places of hope and assurance that we can find in the scriptures for those of you that are still looking and seeking for deliverance. The widow wanted help against her adversary. We also need deliverance from the adversary who wants to destroy us, Satan, who walks about seeking whom he may devour. But our Lord pulled his teeth in Calvary. He can only make a lot of noise and try to intimidate you. God has pledged to keep and deliver all of us, his children, from the powers of the devil. This widow had no power to deliver herself from her adversary. She had to have the judge's help. We also need a judge, one who hears and answers every cry of our heart. According to Luke, it was the purpose of our Lord's parable to encourage us not to lose heart or to give up. In the first verse, it says, "He spake a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." That's the King James Version. If you look at other versions, you'll say, "not to lose heart." And we're not talking about that pumping organ that pumps blood through your system when we say, "don't lose heart." We're just simply talking about giving up. I prayed about this for so long, I just don't even believe that God wants to answer it. And then I'm just wondering and questioning whether it's even God's will anymore for me to pray that way. Did you ever feel that way? Did you ever have that conversation with yourself and God? I'm wondering if it's even the Lord's will. So you begin to question yourself whether you should even continue to pray that way. Well, I hope this message speaks to your heart. I want you to know something about this judge. He was evil. He was ruthless. He was a heathen. He wasn't a righteous judge. He was a merciless man. He refused to hear her case. Every day when he arrived at his court, there stood the widow outside the door. She implored him, "Judge, what about my case? I need justice. You must do something." Day after day, she was ignored. She didn't lose heart. She never gave up. She simply wouldn't quit. In fact, every day, her voice grew louder and more persistent. "I'm not leaving until I get justice. I will be here every time these doors open. Judge, hear my plea." That judge must have dreaded going to court every day. The widow was probably aware of whenever he came and went. He might have tried to sneak through the back door, yet he saw her, and there she was again. She may have even followed him home, persistently telling him, "Judge, you know my situation is unfair. It's not right for you to ignore me. And I won't give you any rest even if I have to sit in front of your house every day. I cannot let you go until you deliver me from this legal mess. I won't let this devilish man rob me of my inheritance. I'm going to get action and I want action." And so eventually, the judge gave in. He grew weary of her coming every day and her loud, restless petitioning. Finally, he decided, "Yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." How do you like that? This lady was on a mission. She wasn't about to give up. I'm talking about your situation. Don't you give up. I know you come up here every Sunday. Some of you come up every Sunday. Maybe you've been coming up here for the last few years for the same thing. This is what this message is about. It's for you. Listen to me. Don't quit. Keep petitioning. Don't quit. How bad do you want this answer to your prayer? How bad do you want it? Doesn't mean that God's not working. You just can't see him working. He's working indeed, but you just don't see how he works. He works in ways that you'll never understand. So don't you get impatient. You just keep coming. Keep asking. It says, what did the first verse say? It said, he spake a parable unto them to this end that men ought, how many times to pray? Ought to always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up in your prayer life. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. That's what this scripture says. Keep praying. Don't give up. Now, here's what the Lord has to say about this. As I told you, it's not about the unjust judge. It's about continually coming. This widow represents the church and each of us individual believers. It's how we're supposed to be. It's about holding on, being persistent, daily prayer until God answers. This message contains a message of deliverance if we will only conceal it. Jesus is showing us the way of escape from temptation that Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that way of escape is to pray, 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 keep praying. Jesus was saying, if you sin or grieve God, don't shut him out, don't wallow in fear and guilt, don't spend your time trying to analyze how you did it or why it happened. Get back to praying. Get back to desperately calling on your merciful Father and seek him for your victory. Call on his name day after day. Simply, Jesus told us to pray our way to victory. He was saying to pray with feeling and persistence, not to lose heart. If an unjust judge, listen to this, can be moved to action by one lowly person's persistent, continually coming to him, how much more will your heavenly and loving Father be moved by your persistence with him? And that's what our Lord said. Did you catch that? How much more will your heavenly Father do it if this unjust judge can do it? You're God's elect. He loves you. You're special. How much more is he willing to answer you? Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? Luke chapter 18, 6 and 7. Won't your heavenly Father protect and deliver his own elect? You are his son. You are his daughter. You are part of his family. You belong to him. He cares. He's compassionate. He's tender and loving. He's concerned. He will not allow the devil to bring one of you down. At one point in this widow's life, it looked as though her adversary was prevailing. Has that happened to you? Think of your unsaved loved ones. Can you count how many tears you've shed over them? How many hours you've spent in prayer concerning them? God is bearing along with you. He's also bearing along with that lost loved one. He's working on them. It's God's timetable, not yours. It's his timetable. Don't grow impatient or weary. Because God's working. He's working. Don't you give up. He's working. Why, sometimes we say, is the delay? Why do your prayers seem not to prevail? God is faithfully working on those lost ones. He's bringing them into perhaps some necessary hardships or despair. Whatever you think about your loved ones, maybe your children are having some hardship right now. Well, guess what? Have you been praying for them? Yes, I have. Well, guess what? Sometimes God sends hardship to get their attention. So don't worry yourself about it. The first thing you want to do is bail them out. I think you should let God do his work. As much of a temptation it is, let God do his work. Because maybe they need to get attention of God. Maybe they put God on the back burner. Maybe they think that serving God is just old-fashioned. It's just for my parents. It's just old-fashioned. You see, the world thinks the Bible's an antique. And you know they're trying to do everything they can do to change it. There's new versions coming on the scene all the time. And these new versions will be a watered-down mess, saying that Jesus is just a good man. He was never the Son of God. That's the new versions that's coming. We even have preachers in the pulpit said talking stuff like that. It's so sad to me. It's sad. I didn't think I'd live to this day to see this. When God's answer comes, it will arrive quickly. There's too many Christians that give up early. They think it's no use. My prayers are not being heard. I don't see any evidence that I'm getting through. But Jesus replied, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Verse 8. This verse does not say soon. It says speedily. Suddenly. When God's answer comes, it will come instantly. He was saying something very important here. He was telling us when your heavenly Father sees the time has come to answer, he will act suddenly. It will all happen in an instant. But you see, sadly, many times the answer comes after we've already given up. Jesus asked his disciples in this same passage, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? You see, this question has not just to do with the Lord's return, but it has to do with the answers to our prayers. He was saying, the day is coming when all of your prayers will be answered in an instant. Will you be expecting me then? When I come to deliver you, will I find you still holding fast in faith? Will you still be persistent in prayer? Or will you have lost heart? Has there been a time when you gave up your petitions to God? Did you lose heart and say it must not be God's will? I guess it'll never happen, only to discover later that the Lord was on his way with your answer. Yes. Unfortunately, I found that to be true myself. I know what it's like to be brought to deep regret because I didn't hold out in faith. I gave up too soon. I turned to my own strategies and moved ahead in my own flesh instead of trusting God. But how foolish I felt when God came through. Wow. Lord, if I only held on a little longer. You were in the process of answering, and I quit on you. I've been there, and I did that to the Lord. I know what that's like. Give him your burden right now, whatever it is. Pray like the widow. God, I am not going to give up. I'm not going to give you any rest. I'm going to save my son, my daughter, my spouse, my friend. I want you to touch their hearts. I want you to save them. And I'm going to keep coming to you until you answer. And one day my problem will be answered. You said, in an instant. And I believe and I trust you. And I won't give you any rest until it happens. So, brothers and sisters, don't lose heart. He is faithful, and your answer is on the way. Prayer team, would you come? Now we'll have our own service.